Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Tried to say what's on my mind, but I can't get the words out. I never
Okay, John, so let's just try and parse what's just happened there. As far as I know, in the first episode of 2025, I was playing a song by Yawners. It was a Spanish track.
And it was Spanish for...
1st of January. Yes. So people listen to the breakdown to hear my pronunciation of a foreign language. So 1 de enero, January the 1st.
Very good.
I was then constructing my best of 2025 playlist,
yep,
because I thought this song was good enough to go on it. By launching my playlist, it has seemed to have killed the second monitor.
Yes.
I then tapped around on that monitor and we ended up playing something from Dexter in the Newsagent.
Dexter in the Newsagents, with you. Which we have played before. We played them in June 2023.
We did. Okay, I thought we were starting with two new artists. So Dexter in the Newsagents, with you just heard in full. I think we got about half of the Yawners track in. So maybe we can get the rest of that in later today. I do have a plan for what we're going to do, though.
I'm glad you do. Because if I was on my own, I'd have walked out the studio.
Have a plan. It's me and you, John.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let me just check our levels on that, make sure they are okay. We do have some new music today. We've also got some music that was left over from 2024, and we're going to look ahead to some of the albums coming out in 2025.
Yes.
I have an album of the week out on January the 1st by Gumshoes. It's become a regular feature for them, having albums out in the very first few days of a year. But of the songs that were last year that we didn't get to, I'm going to play one now because it's on YouTube and it's 4 minutes and 57 seconds long.
And we can get YouTube.
We can't
get Spotify as yet.
Not as yet.
Give it time.
William Doyle, who was in the East India Company.
Oh, yes, I remember
India, East, no, East India Youth.
Yes.
He put out a brilliant album in February called Springs Eternal, produced by Mike Lindsay from Tongue. And we didn't play anything last year from it. We played one single in the end of 2023. But there was a single called Now Emotion, which we're going to play next. And it's fantastic. I heard it between Christmas and New Year. And I'm very happy to be able to play it now, especially as it will fill up some time. What's happening there?
Don't know what's happening.
Right, that is... we can do that. Hold on. This is what we can do.
This is why it was originally called The Breakdown, after all. So.
It was. So I'm going to close that window there. All right.
Okay.
Close that.
It's good for radio.
We go to that.
Joe is now about to play the YouTube video.
Here we go. That's happening, isn't it?
That is definitely happening.
Right. This is William Doyle, Now in Motion.
Let William sing and we'll try and fix Spotify.
session for me.
Okay, so that was William Doyle. That was Now in Motion from the album Tough Love Records, Springs Eternal, which was out in February.
16th of February.
Let's get you turned up a bit. So we do have an issue in the studio here.
We do.
In that we have, at the moment, no... Shall I just do a restart?
Yeah, why not? We'll see what happens. We can...
We can talk, can't we?
We can talk.
Let's have a talk. We're restarting the computer now because there seems to have been a problem in me launching a Best of 2025.
Which I've never seen before.
Never seen before. And now we are here.
This is why Steve has his own separate system.
He does, doesn't he?
So he can just plug it in.
He has his separate system.
Yeah, he snubs the computer setup. And we know why now.
Yeah. And it looks like now that...
Have we just broken Sheffield Live's?
Okay, let's see. Okay.
Oh, well. So we're going to do a feature when we get back online about the albums we're most looking forward to.
This year. Yes, we are indeed.
And I should point out that last time we did this time last year, I chose Bill Ryder Jones. Tick. He released an album.
He released it very early in the year.
Tranny Newsom, who continued her... continued her habit of not releasing any music, but she does play gigs now and again, so maybe there is an album coming out. And the XX, who didn't release an album, but as you pointed out, all three members did release their own albums. So,
there was
for the listener, Joel is now kneeling on the floor. I don't know if he's about to pray.
Okay, so an update now. Restarting the system doesn't seem to have worked.
Oh dear.
Keep on talking, John.
I'll keep talking. Did you have a nice Joel had a very nice Christmas. He's not by microphone, so he can't answer me. And, this is going really well. Little known fact, The Breakdown was called The Breakdown originally because things broke down. And so I think in 2025, we're just continuing that tradition now. So
we are. We've done a hard reboot.
There we go. It's back. We've seen the del sign.
The del sign on the top one, but nothing on the bottom one as of yet.
This is great banter, as Alan Partridge would say.
What were you going to play today, John?
Oh, I can tell you. I have a list. I had trouble finding songs that were released in 2025. Because basically, I just couldn't find any at all. So I found two, I think. The new song by Tugboat Captain.
Two songs
that were released in 2025. Three, that's a lie. Okay. Tugboat Captain, who have made a song all about the joys of making marmalade.
Right.
Which is
Paddington.
Nice. Very Paddington. A song by a band called Panchinko. And this is an interesting story about Panchinko. They're a band from Nottingham. They recorded a demo CD in the 90s and then just broke up. And then someone put that demo CD in a charity shop in America. Someone found it, thought it was brilliant, and it went viral. And now they've reformed, and they're making the first proper debut album. And it's really good as well.
That is a really good story.
Yeah. So they could be coming up if we ever get back online. New tracks that we missed last year. Eamon Dunes. Did you know Eamon Dunes has not split up because it's only him, but he's like retired the name and he won't be making any more music under the name Eamon Dunes.
I think I'd heard that.
Announced that in December. So I've got a track from him from his farewell album. Ben Queller. He has a new album coming out in May. We got the first track from that album, which was released a few weeks ago. And do you know we've never played the Sutons? And would
really?
You're looking underwhelmed at that news.
No,
we have never played the Sutons, and the Sutons are pretty much inextricably linked with Amy Winehouse.
Yep, agree?
Because
yes,
of Valerie. The Sutons have done a cover of Back to Black with Abby Harding doing lead vocals. And it's really good as well.
So okay.
I thought I'd bring that in as well.
It's not looking
good, this, is it?
This isn't looking good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the sustain back up. Yep. And we'll see what we can sort out in the studio. Because both screens now seem to be emitting...
This is proper talk radio now.
Darkness. So we will... let's have a listen. There's some tranquil beats.
I can't wait for Steve to edit
over in the sustain. We'll be back one way or the other.
At some point.
Caterpillars crawling through the grass so late at night. I hear the earthworms wiggling in the early morning light. I can hear grasshoppers hopping on their feet so light and small. But no matter what I'm doing, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call. I can always hear the secrets that my parents want to keep. I can hear them late at night when they think that I'm asleep. When they're whispering in the cellar, I can hear them in the hall. But when they want to get me, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear.
Okay, so was the sustain still playing there? I'm not entirely sure. John, we're back, aren't we?
We're back.
And what we seem to have done is created some sort of back... I mean, it's not a hack, is it? Because we basically don't know what we're doing with this computer at the moment. But we seem to have found a way to make music appear.
Yes, through the marvels of the iPad.
Your level, John.
Is that not...
I think your microphone might be...
How's that sound?
I think that's okay. So, John,
this will be an interesting couple of hours.
It is going to be. It's all going to be on you, isn't it?
It is pretty much. I'm the DJ today.
You're the DJ. So, what shall we listen to next, John?
Would you like to listen to one of mine?
Yes, we had. Right. We had Maya Follock, didn't we? No. You mentioned Maya Follock.
We'll play Maya Follock because that's a sort of nice, easy one to get us back into things.
Yeah.
So Maya Follock. Last time I came, I brought a track by Maya Follock, and it was called Erotica, and it led to a discussion whether we should have a new feature, not a cover. And this is another track from her album, which is also, no, it's called Erotica Veronica, the album. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's out in May, but my notes are on the iPad, and I'm looking, I've also got Spotify on my iPad. So when I come back, I'll have my notes on my phone, and it'll all be fine. But let's listen to This Time Around by Maya Follock. It's working.
That's the noise, isn't it?
That's the noise.
Filled with hope, but my heart keeps sinking. I don't want to miss you, so I just stop thinking. Bleaching my hair in the bathroom sink. Never understand a single thing that you think. I'm filled with dread, but I can't stop wishing. Cause every time I touch you, the cat starts hissing. Need you like a bite that won't stop itching. You're one half with me and one half missing. Hey babe, it's okay, I just feel like I'm on
That was Maya Follick, and this time around we are back. We are running the show on a shoestring, but
we are here.
It's going to be the most interesting breakdown, I think, that's maybe in its 18-year history. Who knows?
For a while, yes.
So I have both playlists on my iPad. So we're going to have to do some sort of collaboration as to working out what's going to come next.
I think so.
Yeah, but it'll be fine. I have a song that I can play next, and it's a debut. I don't think we've had... Oh, no, we've had... Yawners were a debut play, weren't they?
Yeah, but we didn't get all of that.
We didn't, no. So this is the first full play by a band called Soda Blonde, who are from Ireland, from Dublin, alt-pop band. They've had a couple of albums out, with the last one being 2023's Dream Big. And at the end of November, so it's within the four-week limit, I'd say.
No, it's all right. We're okay. Today, John. It's okay.
We're just taking anything we can today. But at the end of November, they released a song called The Saddest Thing. And this is what it sounds like.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Hey, Caesar! Hey, Caesar! Hey, Caesar! Hey, Caesar!
Okay, John, that song is 20 years old. That's Why did you just play that?
Because the Cribs have a new album coming out in 2025, so we're told.
Well, they've posted on New Year's Day, the brothers, Brothers Jarman, mm-hmm. posted that they will see us in 2025. Yeah. The Cribs' name appears on Stereo Gum's most anticipated records of the year list.
Are they playing Tramlines? I have a feeling they are.
I don't know if they... Are they? No, I don't...
Don't quote me on that, everybody.
Yeah, I don't...
And if you're listening, the Germans, don't sue us.
Which probably could do. They might be the special guests.
They fit in really well.
They could be the special guests. But that was from The New Fellas, which I suppose was their breakthrough album, following on from their debut, which I think was self-titled. New yes. Fellas from 2025. Hey Steensters, the track, which I remember being played many, many times at Fuzz Club, has never been played on a breakdown. So it's been played there today. Okay, so if you are just joining us, this is a breakdown which is struggling massively with technological issues.
Yes.
The normal desk is completely out of play. We have jerry-rigged a kind of link between your iPad and the desk, the never parts of the desk which we don't use.
Yes.
This seems to be working.
There's 75% power on my iPad as well. So we should get through to 5 o'clock. But if we do just suddenly go, then you know
what? It's like a Blues Brothers quote. We've got 75% on the iPad. We've got
We're wearing dark glasses. We're crying on the inside. Let's go.
Let's go to, indeed, to a new album. In fact, Gumshoes is going to be our album of the week. And now Gumshoes is the work of Sam Sparks, who is a Birmingham-based musician who suffers from a chronic illness, chronic issues with his health, and cannot really get out and about to like tour his music. Mm-hmm. But what he does is within the confines of his home, he puts together these wonderfully elaborate albums. And for the last 3 years, he's put them out in the first four days of the year. And we're going to celebrate that by playing you at least two tracks from Bugs Forever, which is the Gumshoes' fourth album, today. I do recommend that people buy this from Bandcamp, because you can buy it for as little as £1, and you really should. So we'll play you a few songs off of this. I've got the Lengths of the Times here. Let's go for Supermoon, John.
Supermoon, yes. Right, this is Gumshoes and Supermoon.
That I've ever seen.
Hey DJ, you got another tune? Good man. Whoa! Hey, that worked.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was Ben Queller.
It was Ben Queller, and it was optimistic, but mystic smelt with a Y.
Wacky.
He's a clever guy. Yep, that was from his seventh solo album, Cover the Mirrors. That will be released on May the 30th. That seems like a long time ago. No way.
Long way. Wait.
It'll be here before we know it, won't it? That is the first track from the album. That was released in November. The album will feature MJ Lenderman, Flaming Lips, and Waxahachie. Which sounds like it could be a bit special.
Hey, he's a scenester.
He is. Hey, scenester. It all flows beautifully, this show.
Gumshoes before that, with a track about the supermoon.
The supermoon, indeed.
From the album. Have you got that detail in front of you?
I haven't.
Something Bugs. But it was out on Monday. No. Well, no, it was out on... The 2nd. And it's a very, very good record. Something which came out at the end of October, which has gone on to, I think, has become my favourite album of the year. Ooh. It's one I only heard a week ago. And it is from a Rotherham, a new artist, does everything himself on his record, spent 3 years making this, and the record is just incredible. I think, is it called Flowers Start to Cry?
The track is called Flowers Start to Cry.
Yeah, track is called Flowers Start to Cry. The album is called Love is a Flame in the Dark, and I'm recommending this to everybody.
I think I saw you raving about this on Facebook.
Oh, I did indeed. So we're going to play at least one track from it today. We're going to go with this one. Now, John, you're going to have to think about what this sounds like.
Right.
Go on.
Okay, here we go.
Drive a nail into my skull. Spill my brains across the floor. Try to kill the voice inside my head. But I never ever seem to drown.
Into
So, Carl De Silva there.
He's still clattering away, isn't he?
Flowers Start to Cry, the name of the track from the album Love is a Flame in the Dark, which was out at the end of October.
That was excellent.
Home recorded, but mixed in Leeds with Ross Holden. And now, if we had the proper computer, I'd be able to tell you more about Carl De Silva. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that he is primarily, well, previously known as a saxophonist, who has appeared in different bands as like a touring member. I know I remember seeing Easter Head Island, something that a configuration of those words. But this album is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Happy to play something belatedly on the show.
I enjoyed that. That was really good.
Okay, let's try and get two more in before 4 o'clock. You can't play any sort of jingles at all.
We can't.
We have no computers, but we can try.
Hi, this is Jess from Penis. You're listening to The Breakdown. There you go.
You should have saved that for between the
links. I should have done. Yeah.
John. What have you got for us?
Would you like to hear a new track by Celeste? Well, kind of new.
Go on, I would love to.
It's not the Daphne and Celeste, who is a friend of the show, isn't she? She once liked to post of us ours on Breakdown, on Facebook, rather. But no, Celeste is obviously won the BBC Sound of 2019, nominated for Mercury Prize, been nominated for Brit. She's not released an album since 2021's Not Your Muse, but she did release this track Every Day for Record Store Day as limited edition, and it's gone down so well, it was released on streaming this week. And bear with me while I get my playlist back. There we go. It contains a sample of a song which you will immediately recognise.
Good.
So.
Oh,
recognise it?
Very nice.
Death in Vegas. This is Celeste, Every Day.
But your mistake, I was very, very different that day. I could tell you like the way that I changed, not myself, but it was such a good day. The way you held me and I whispered your name, you whispered mine the same and held me into your gaze, into your silence. Every day wanna be close to him and never leave. Every day not the same as the way it used to be. No, I won't change, I won't change. Something's pumping over me. But you say what you say. Every day you tell me it's wrong. You tell me it's wrong. You tell me it's wrong. Into your life, push me back out. Well, I really have tried, and I can't think about the way it feels right with your hands on me. And in the back of my mind, everybody wants to be me sometimes. Everybody wants to hold you so tight, and I might die if I don't have you this time, have you this life. Every day wanna be close to him and never leave. Every day not the same as the way it used to be. No, I won't change, no, I won't change. Something's coming over me. Pull the face, pull the face, pull the face and tell me it's wrong.
Thank you. used to be. I won't change, I won't change. Something's coming over me. Every day, every day, every day, every day.
Oh, good.
What a song that is.
Wow, it was very good. Instantly Deaf in Vegas.
There. Yes.
La, la, la. Let's have one more before we go to 4 o'clock, and we'll do a, well, we'll do a 4 o'clock classic still. We'll do something.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Just before Christmas, SZA put out a massively extended version of her SOS album. SOS Deluxe Lana had 15 bonus tracks on it. Oof. So, pretty sure that's just a new album.
Who does she think she is? Taylor Swift.
And this is one of them. So we're going to finish this hour, and I'm going to have my finger on the mute button for the one lyric in Scorsese Baby Daddy by SZA that needs it. So we'll be back in a few minutes' time.